I'm Christopher Conover, Arizona Public Media. Members of both parties in the legislature are finally sitting down together to talk about the budget. House Minority Leader Representative Phil Lopez of Tucson is a member of the budget team and joined us yesterday afternoon from his office in Phoenix.
And most of what we discussed was procedural things. Probably the best way to describe it is we were all collectively trying to answer the question, where do we go next with the budget? Because as you know, the Republicans have been meeting privately to try to reach some consensus. We've been waiting. It's been a month since we actually met. So I was kind of looking forward to today, but we met for probably an hour and a quarter, an hour and a half, but with really no decisions other than to say that we will meet again on Monday. So I don't want to sell the session short. The other thing that everybody there, all eight or nine of us, agreed to was that we wanted to finish this thing as quickly as possible. Of course, nobody is willing to say to define what quickly as possible means, but we did all agree to that. So hopefully at some point, whether that's Monday or early next week, we will actually get from the Republicans what it is that they're offering, what they've been working on all of these weeks. So that's where we are. And as you know, we're in we're not working today, but yesterday was the 136th day of the legislative session. And theoretically, we're supposed to be able to do the people's business in 100 days, but it's far past 100 days. And as you know, they've reduced our per diem gets reduced after a certain amount of time. But, you know, without a budget, teachers don't know about what's going to happen next year. School districts don't know about contracts. It puts everybody who has some reliance on the state budget at a high level of anxiety, whether you're a state employee, don't know if you're going to have a job, whether you're a teacher, you don't know about your contract, et cetera. So that's where we are.
What happened? Because it seemed like budget talks were moving along during the negotiations or the discussions over fixing the hole in the current state budget. You and I talked about the fact that those involved in that, including yourself, were looking at the 09 budget at the same time. Senate President B told us that. What happened? It seems like that all went away.
It just stopped after we made the decision on the 08 budget. That process stopped. And it was very unfortunate because I looked back at the documents in that process, and we had made decisions. We had negotiated numbers on all but maybe about 10 or 12 items. Now, candidly, those 10 or 12 items are some of the biggest and the most difficult. But we're not now. What I was pushing them to do today was to go back to that process and say, okay, we got this far. Let's just pick up where we were and continue on. But there didn't seem a lot of support for that. One of the things that's happened in the interim, Mr. Conover, is that the shortfall has increased. At that point, we were projecting a shortfall in 09 of almost $1.9 billion. And now it's probably at least at $2 billion. So it's gotten worse. Now, to get back to your specific question, I'm sorry. The reason that all stopped was the Republicans felt like they had to go back to their caucuses and try to get some consensus around budget numbers for 09. And as you recall, a previous conversation of ours, a major area of disagreement was whether or not we were going to pay cash for school construction or do long-term financing of that construction. We Democrats and the governor think it's totally legitimate to do long-term financing. Many of the Republicans don't want to do that. They want to pay cash. So the difference there is it's about $700 million. So if we pay cash, that has to come out of the budget. That has to come out of the general fund budget. On the other hand, if we finance the construction of those schools, then we simply pay it back like you do a mortgage with interest. I think we're past that now. Most people now recognize that we're going to have to do some level of financing.
I spoke with a gentleman here in Tucson this morning, someone I had met, and he was talking about the legislature, and he was expressing a little frustration that everybody's gone home for the weekend, and this has happened a couple of times now. It seems like there's not much work left except the budget, and from his outside view, there doesn't seem to be much going on with that. How do you explain that to the folks at home who aren't there to see the meetings and things like that that do go on?
You mean how do we justify it? Is that what you mean? No, that's basically true. I think we were here this week for two work days because Monday was a holiday. We were here for Tuesday and Wednesday, and I think on each of those days we were on the floor doing work for about an hour. In addition to that, we had one caucus meeting that lasted for about an hour. But of the official meetings, that's all we had. Our caucus, the Democratic caucus in the House, we had several special meetings around budget and around other items. But as far as official functions of the House, it was only those two sessions or those 2 days and a caucus. Your question is, why are we here, is a good question. We're here because we've got to do the budget, and it's not ready to go, so we're kind of filling up time. That's why I think for the last two Thursdays, if not for the last three Thursdays, we've taken them off. And we don't usually work on Fridays anyway. So that's where we are.
Besides the budget, I mean, obviously you're on the floor, as you mentioned, even for short periods of time, so there is still legislative work to be done. What are there any major bills still sitting out there, or are these all things, smaller bills? Every bill is major to its sponsor, but yeah, smaller yeah. bills.
No. Most of them are smaller bills. This week, I can't remember anything that we voted on that a member of the general public would recognize as something that's important. So no, we're in many ways killing time, as they say.
You've been listening to an interview with Arizona State House Minority Leader Representative Phil Lopez of Tucson. I'm Christopher Conover, Arizona Public Media.